Here is today's commentary on Turkish President's visit to Indonesia. I'm Dalat Mane. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to visit Indonesia on February 11 to 12. This is his second after a state visit in 2015. According to the spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Boti Sumirat, last Friday, in addition to the official visit, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan would also attend the High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council Forum with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. It is the highest regular bilateral forum between Indonesia and Turkey, led directly by the heads of states of both countries. The High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council was first initiated at the G20 summit in Bali in 2022. As the highest bilateral forum between Indonesia and Turkey. Apart from Indonesia, Turkey also has a similar cooperation forum with 21 other countries. The closeness of Indonesia and Turkey became more apparent when Prabowo Subianto, while still serving as Indonesian Minister of Defense, came to Turkey in August 2024 and signed a series of defense cooperation agreements with Turkey. The concept of defense cooperation is a new paradigm initiated by the 7th President Joko Widodo. In this new paradigm, Indonesia's defense spending policy becomes a long-term defense investment. It is hoped that Indonesia will benefit economically through the acquisition of the latest defense equipment technology. Currently, Indonesia and Turkey cooperation tends toward strengthening defense equipment and trade economy. Indonesia buys some of the defense equipment from Turkey, especially unmanned aircraft or drones. In addition, the two countries have a common vision in political views in Middle East. Especially regarding the Palestinian issue, both in the UN forum and other international forums. It is hoped that the visit of the Turkish president to Indonesia can build strategic policies for both parties in various fields, including economics, politics, and culture. Through this visit, the two countries can continue to build mutually beneficial bilateral relations and contribute to regional and global stability. That was commentary.